Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Today on the Zabecast, special guest, Zabe's brother from another mother.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
A Baltimore kid who grew up closer to the Brady Bunch than The Wire.
So you were like Eddie Murphy.
Come on, have some of mama's hamburger. It's just as good as McDonald's. It's better than McDonald's.
Not as poor, but the same thing, yeah.
And a grown-ass man who doesn't have any time for anything less than the bare-knuckle truth.
And the truth shall set you free.
And now, ready to call out all the number one bullshit in the world, Notorious J.A.Y.
You know, it's great to have baseball back, Jay, because even if you're not watching every game or full games, funny, weird shit is happening. And today, Clayton Kershaw got yanked 6 outs away from a perfect game. What the living hell?
Did you hear Dave Roberts' explanation?
Yeah. By the way, he's the only guy. There's only two men who have ever been pulled seventh inning or later with a perfect game on the line, and both guys have been pulled by Dave Roberts. What did Dave Roberts say?
Dave Roberts said, "We got to look at the bigger picture here."
Dave Roberts said, "That's what Dave Roberts does."
Yeah, he pulls people from perfect
move.
And no hitters.
This
yeah.
is my move.
It was just horrific. I mean,
I grant you.
Clayton Kershaw ever thrown a no-hitter perfect game?
No.
I think he has.
Oh,
I thought he did.
A no-hitter, I think. There's only 21 men who have thrown a perfect game.
Yes.
But
I don't know if Kershaw.
I know. I don't know him either. Look, on the one hand, it is complete pussification of baseball. You know, it's been a short preseason, spring training. They're not ramped up. Yeah, he's an older guy. I mean, yeah, 80 pitches. He had 80 pitches. There's no science to it. There's no hard proof that, oh, yeah, you're going to break his arm if he goes, what, another 12 pitches maybe? What would it take to get those 6 outs?
6 to 8 pitches per batter. You do the math because I can't do it.
Okay, per batter, that many, 6 to 8. Get a guy out on 3 pitches. easily.
I mean, but I'm just going for the highest mean there.
Oh,
so
okay,
I'll say
right.
6 to 8 pitches.
All right, so let's call it 6 pitches on average.
Okay, yes.
And that would be, and by the way, you could run him out in the eighth and see how it goes. And if he loses it on the first batter in the eighth, then you take him out. But on the other hand, it is a mere statistical oddity that you would, I mean, it's like treated like this great accomplishment. Yeah. But I mean, what if the team he was pitching against sucked? Who was he, by the way, no hitting at the time?
The Minnesota Twins.
Right. Okay. You know, and it's like, if nobody had ever done it, then it's a lot different. But it's been done 21 times. He could probably do it. There's no bonus for doing it. You know, if there's a $1 million bonus from the league, I'd say, you cost him $1 million. Jesus, you owe him some money. Or if we got a day off from work as baseball fans the next day, be like, oh, it's just a thing. I'm not so into it.
But you know, last year I do remember John Means for the Orioles throwing a no-hitter, and then like a month later he was on the DL.
Yeah.
So, let me see. No-hitters. Don Larson. David Cone.
No-hitters
Len
or
Barker,
perfect games?
Is it no-hitters or perfect games? Perfect games. Len Barker of the Indians. I remember that one.
Okay.
Dennis Martinez, Felix Hernandez. I'm just throwing out names here.
Oh, so are you? It looks like you're looking at Wikipedia.
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay.
No, I was.
Okay.
I'm just looking. So I mean, there's Randy Johnson, Sandy Koufax, Tom Browning, who pitched for the Reds, if I remember correctly. Jim Bunning, David Wells.
Right.
Dennis Martinez. Philip Humber, remember him? Oh, yeah, sure you do.
Yeah, Philip
Humber. Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't Clayton Kershaw want to join the ranks of Philip Humber in baseball immortality? You know, I always wanted to have my name next to Phil Humber. Humber. So there's that.
Braden. That shows you can suck ass and still throw a perfect game.
Wow, Dallas Braden has a perfect game, huh?
Yes, 26-36 record. There you go.
Wow. And he's the one with the really weird hair, right? Who was on MLB.
Baseball Tonight. Yeah. Yeah, Baseball Tonight? Baseball Tonight. Yeah.
Giant beard, Dallas Braden. Okay.
Mike Witt, Matt Cain, Kenny Rogers, Mark Burley.
All right. And then there's this in baseball. I think this is even crazier. You know, this guy, Stephen Kwan. For the Cleveland Guardians,
they changed their names. That's right.
Yeah, they did. As of this taping, he had reached safely in 18 of his first 24 plate appearances, a record for the most times on base through a player's first 5 games since 1901. Even more gobsmacking is he's faced 115 pitches without a swing and a miss. That's the longest streak among players to debut since 2000.
But again, here's where baseball, again, is the most fit. He won't even sniff the greatest record in all of sports.
56-game hit streak by Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, and that's, I don't care. There is no record in sports that is more hard and more revered than that.
Yeah.
Maybe Ted Williams is 406.
Because you know why? You got to be a fucking savage in there, as one Aaron Boone once screamed at the umpire. Remember that? I want to take you to the Wayback Machine. I feel like George Michael. Let me take you to the sports machine. This was Aaron Boone, Yankees manager, pissed off at an umpire in the first inning.
Outside pitch.
Bear the fuck down. Let's go. I heard you, Aaron. You're fucking terrible, says Boone.
Get out, Aaron!
then he kicks him out. Brett Gardner, who's got a shaved, big, bald head, looking like some cartoon character, is now clapping him on.
Are you summoning your inner John Boy on that one?
This is from John Boy Media, yeah. He says you're having a
waste of shit ever.
Oh, well, okay, we'll get to him. We'll get to him in just a second. Our guys are fucking savages in that box. Tighten it up, and he does the double finger point right in the face of this young umpire who looks a lot younger than Aaron Boone. He claps in his face. How rude.
How awesome was that? He's complimented his players, said they were savages. He complimented the other.
You're not going to like this. This is John Boy. I got to play it, then you can tee off on John Boy. Here we go.
The pitcher said he's a good pitcher. He told the ump he felt bad for him, empathy, and he wanted him to get better. He said, tighten it up, a little encouragement. It had it all. Now, I know I'm biased, but I thought that was one of the better rants from a manager getting ejected we've had so far.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm a little biased because John Boy is a Yankee fan.
I don't care what fan he is. He's a fucking hack. Here's why I think he's a hack. Because the greatest baseball fight ever, the Braves and the shit.
Better than Orioles Mariners at Camden Yards?
The Braves. Wait a minute. Let me tell you what. Wait, Braves and the Padres. Padres and the Braves.
How long ago?
1982, I believe, started by Pascual Perez.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at photos of it right now.
So John Boy, who was a great baseball fan, is
Say YouTube says 84, Jay. Is that possible?
Okay, 84. It could be 84. Okay. But so he's running through the tape and doesn't know half of the players. And I'm like, you're a fucking hack.
Oh, wow.
He's a hack. And he gets paid to talk over stuff. I don't get it.
Here we go. Steve Garvey at the plate.
Walked one batter and hit one batter, which led off this game.
Dapper Steve Garvey. Donnie Moore on the mound. I think Donnie Moore was the last one that started the poor Donnie.
May
he rest in peace. He committed suicide after giving up a big home run for the Angels in the playoffs.
Donnie Moore. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he was with the Braves at the time. Here we go. See, even I know the players, Jay, and I'm not that huge of a baseball fan.
And that pitch hits
Greg Nettles, and he's going. Oh, it's Nettles, not Garvey.
Here we go again. Nettles in the middle, Moore backing out. The benches are emptying again. My, oh, my.
Oh, wow. Goose Gossage was on the Padres.
Oh, yeah. I remember because I think I watched it live.
Separate incidents have occurred. Now here come the guys who were thrown out earlier for the Padres coming back out. Here's who was thrown out during the last.
A balding Chris Chambliss was there.
Bob Watson on that team also.
Okay.
San Diego. Bobby Brown was thrown out. Goose Gossage.
Oh wow! Look at a young Joe Torre as manager of the Braves.
Greg Nettles after Moore, and he was really tackled in front of that. Oh
yeah! This is one of the best parts. Bob Horner was on the DL for like a broken hand, and he came out with cast in hand. And, yes.
He came out like Ahmad Ned in the Florida International.
Yes.
So was Jack Kroll. Bobby Brown was ejected from the game for the Padres. Champ Summers was ejected from the game. And
Champ Summers.
Rick Mailer, Steve Bedrosian,
Bedrock,
Gerald Perry were all thrown out.
All right. So, yeah. So, well, maybe John Boy's too young to know the names. Alan Wiggins. Alan Wiggins having to be separated from the pile.
Yeah. Well, it was great because they kept trying to hit Pascual Perez. And they couldn't do it. That's the funniest part of the whole fight. He literally went up to the plate and he was batting right-handed. And he might as well have stood in the dugout because that's how far he was off the plate because he knew they were trying to plunk him. It's the greatest fight of all time because fans came out of the stands and threw beer on the San Diego Padres players. It's awesome.
Okay.
If you get 10 minutes, watch the fight.
All right. And then we have unwritten rules arguments already. We're less than 1 week into the season. Here was what happened in the Giants game against the Padres. So this is Giants-Padres, and it is a 9-0 game in favor of the Giants. in the second inning. Actually, no, it looks like it's bottom six, not in the second. Here's what's happened.
To the pitcher covering. There's a bunt. And a base hit.
Bob Bell is not happy about it. Bunt with a 9-run lead.
We have a pretty good idea. He said, look, you can't do it.
Well, Gabe Kapler understands the importance of not firing up of a team of who.
So Kapler went and talked to this guy, Dubon, who had laid down the bunt. But Kapler, after the game, was pretty adamant, like, these unwritten rules are bullshit.
Yes, most of the time they are. Yes.
Here's what,
like, you can't swing at the first pitch if right. you're getting blown out. Yeah.
Right. Here's what Gabe Kapler said, manager of the
Everybody Giants. Is competing on a Major League Baseball field. Doesn't make any sense to have one part of the field stop competing and the other part of the field keep competing. I can't think of a reason why that makes sense. Pitcher on the mound is trying to get you out. Batter at the plate stops competing with all of the tools at his disposal. I've never quite understood it. I don't understand it now. And I don't think that the best way to play this game is to take away any of your tools to be successful. And the thing is, if we don't want a team to bunt, we will defend the bunt. If we don't want a team to steal, we will defend the steal. If we don't want a team to swing 3-0 late in the game, we'll throw a ball, right? So we have so much control on our side that we don't have to worry about what other teams decide to do or decide not to do.
All right, good for Gabe Kapler, you know?
Yes, thank you, Gabe Kapler.
Thank you. I mean, it's only a 9-run lead. Shit can happen. And there's guys that...
There's no clock.
Right.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Right, and there are guys who don't want their average to go down. There's guys who are trying to stay on a big league roster, right?
Again, I've never understood big league... baseball, that's the one part that I go, shut up.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the flip side of it. Did you see what happened in the Nats-Braves game as the Nats were getting drilled and they had in this kid, Strange Gordon? That was his hyphenated last name, Strange Gordon, pitching. He was obviously a position player, and he ends up plunking Travis d'Arnaud with like a 42-mile-an-hour Ephus pitch.
And he went down like a heat. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That was very funny.
There we go.
Yes!
It was 14-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning with the bases loaded. Actually, two men on, and that loaded the bases right there. But he just flopped. Well, he just, like, crumpled to the ground sarcastically.
Did you see the previous games when the Nationals played the Mets? And the Nationals were plunking guys left and right.
Yeah.
So much so that I remember Buck Showalter came out of the dugout ready to throw down.
That got heated. The Brewers-Cubs opening series got heated. Because Wilson Contreras, their catcher, who gets beaned a lot. Here's the thing. Contreras got plunked on his elbow guard. Why do you wear an elbow guard and then complain about getting plunked on the thing that you're parking over the plate? Because that's what he does.
Didn't the Brewers hit a lot of Cubs, though?
Yes, they've hit more Cubs than any other team in the bigs. However, they play the Cubs a shit ton because of their division rivals. That's been now rearranged because of the new schedule. I don't know how you feel about that. The lessening of
the unbalance. Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. All right. Anyway, but you know what? And then there's just other little fun nuggets from baseball that pop up, which make it fun. It's good to have baseball back, right, Jay?
Well, we did beat the Brewers.
Yes.
On opening day. And when I say we, I mean the Orioles.
I know. And the field looked great. The stadium looked great. I was happy for you. I was telling my friends here in Milwaukee, I said, I was at the last great Oriole playoff moment at Camden Yards. Do you remember what that was?
Delman Young
with a bases-clearing RBI double against, I think, Verlander of the Tigers. I was there with one account Rhodes. Verlander was out.
It was not, Yeah, he was at,
but he had started the game, I believe. There was a little Jimmy with his dad wearing Tiger shit right in front of our guys. And he was all into the game, and he had Verlander on the hill, but then he gets out of the game, and they get to the bullpen, and big old Delman Young, tank-ass Delman Young, gets up there and rakes. And, Jay, it was fucking loud.
I actually was driving to the station when that happened, and it sounded like, I guess, a 747. It was that loud.
You could hear it.
I was like, this is kind of cool that I'm driving by the stadium, and this is happening. It was, yes, I wasn't in the stadium, but it was loud as hell. It probably could be heard from like 10 blocks away. It was just that loud.
Yeah, and then if there was not enough baseball shit going on, two other things. Aaron Judge has turned down the Yankees' offer of a contract extension for like $230 million. Now, that's a lot of money, but Aaron Judge...
next week.
I know. A, he's hurt a lot. B, strikes out a lot. Yeah, he hits big home runs. Yeah, Michael K. pumps him up. All rise, Aaron, the judge has gone deep, right? Or whatever his stupid call is. Yeah, I don't know if he, I don't know if he's that good of a player. Not in today's game either, in which I just don't know if that player gets that kind of money. We'll see. For once, the Yankees are not just shoveling a mountain of money at a player.
Can I sidebar very quickly because you brought up something that I was angry about on Sunday night?
Yes, please.
ESPN does not know how to read the room. They struck it big with the Manning cast. That was awesome.
Right.
But somehow, some dumb at ESPN said, hey, we can get A-Rod and Michael K together and do like the Manning. People don't like Michael K, nor do they like Alex Rodriguez. How do you not know this?
Again, you're spot on, but the stupidity of television executives knows no bounds. And you're right,
okay.
It got terrible ratings. And here's a clue for you. It's not football. Not football. Even worse, though, is apparently the Apple Plus broadcasts are even worse. Have you heard the reviews on those? The Apple TV Plus broadcasts.
How many people watch? By the way, another thing, baseball can't read the room either. Most baseball fans are over 40, and they're the only ones who really give a shit.
Right.
People of Apple TV don't give a shit.
Well, yeah,
they're,
I mean,
under 40.
Do you know how far you have to burrow down into your television options to get Apple TV Plus? I get it, but trying to explain it to somebody, it's like, do you get Apple TV? And you know, someone says, "I think so. I've got a black box that says Apple on it that I stream TV through." Okay. You have the physical Apple TV unit. Apple TV is also an app inside your box that you have to have. It comes pre-installed. But Apple TV Plus is a subscription service on top of that.
So now you've
dug in to watch the game, and you're treated to the broadcast team of Melanie Newman, who? Chris Young. Chris Young, former Oriole, right?
Yes.
And Hannah Kaiser, who is like a 26-year-old social media influencer in sports.
Going to spit some hard truths here. Melanie Newman, she was an Orioles broadcaster. I guess she's no longer, I guess not, but terrible.
Terrible.
That's all I'm going to say. Terrible.
Right. But and then if that wasn't enough, Brooke Fletcher as reporter. So they have three women on the broadcast, plus Chris Young. And they pretty much just prattled on about stuff that didn't even include the game.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I know.
That'll bring fans back.
I know. And then the B team of the Apple TV Plus is Steven Nelson on play-by-play.
Wait a minute. That's the A team? Oh, sorry.
The B team is Steven Nelson play-by-play, Hunter Pence as analyst, and Katie Nolan as analyst, and Heidi Watney as reporter.
I like Heidi Watney.
You do, huh?
Big Heidi Watney fan. Yeah,
what do you know her from?
MLB.
Oh, okay.
She's on MLB TV. Yeah.
Let me take a peep at her. Oh, she's attractive. See, the thing is, they're hiring these women. And by the way, Katie Nolan, it's unbelievable how many chances she gets. There's
women. Here's a question for you. Who's gotten more chances? This is to you, not to me. Who's gotten more chances and not deserved it? Bomani Jones or Katie Nolan?
Oh, you see, I didn't want to go back into the Bomani Jones hornet's nest because I know you're a fan of his, but his TV, his TV show is not getting anyone to watch. Just for the record,
and there's been a lot of shows that no one watched Seinfeld for the first season, so
it's not going to turn around. But he may get it renewed for a second season. His point some people are making is that Bill Simmons got crushed for bad ratings for Any Given Wednesday, and then they canceled it.
Yes.
Ratings for Bomani's show are even lower, and he might get a second season. So he's getting big push. Katie Nolan is getting push. I don't know why. Why do they make her a baseball analyst? Who says she knows anything about baseball?
I don't know. These are great questions.
Yeah. Well, anyway, these are games that if you were to find them, you were obviously a baseball fan to begin with, and yet you're then treated to a very subpar broadcast. Google search the results of people's opinions of these Apple TV Plus broadcasts. Okay,
but am I correct about A-Rod and Michael Kay? Am I correct?
Yes. No, they're both bigs. Michael Kay is big on the east side of the Hudson River, and that's about it. People don't know who he is outside of the Northeast, and
that's all. Okay,
even if they knew, they don't care. And Alex Rodriguez is slime personified. Beautiful slime, but still slime. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no, 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 no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever. No, 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 no. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know. In a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money. But if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine. You can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. All right, yeah. We got Cam Newton to talk about, and we've got John Ziegler, who was a somewhat controversial guest yesterday on this ZABEcast. Of course, it got the usual complaints from people. How dare you have him on? And really, ZABE, again? The only point I made about Ziegler is that I said, okay, there's a new Joe Pa thing coming out. Just be aware. It's obviously going to, or not Joe Pa thing, it was a Sandusky thing on ESPN. Just be aware that there is
I read the story today.
Yeah. There's a very long podcast in which John Ziegler really believes that Sandusky is innocent. I only said, I just believe Joe Pa got railroaded in a perfect storm of media rush to judgment. But I don't know about Sandusky. It's much more murky. There are a lot of purported victims, and I don't make one claim either innocent or guilty. But I said, if you want to listen to his side of it, it's thorough. It's exhaustive. It may not hit any points with you, but go ahead and take a listen. And a lot of people don't even want to take a listen. They're just like, how dare you? How dare you you support somebody who is defending a pedophile, a rapist?
I always say on matters like this, you know, the Klan has Bible verses to support their racial hatred. So you can do anything to support what you... I used to listen to the Nation of Islam and was like, this is not that bad. Then realize they're kind of loony. So,
right.
So I'm sorry. The thing that angered me.
Yes.
Not even besides 90% of it was when he went into the Tiger. I'd like to point out to non people of color.
Yes.
Nobody of color would like to relive a moment that made them feel less than a human being.
Right.
So Tiger's not making up the fact that he might have been told he couldn't play at a course. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that he might have been told.
But for Ziggler just to go, that didn't happen. And it's just that you can't do that. Can't do that. Nobody wants to relive those times. So
could his dad have said, you're not allowed to play here, sorry? And Tiger just took it as gospel as a child, as a 10, 11, 12 year old?
You don't think Earl would have said we can't play here because we're black? I think Earl would have said that.
Maybe. But I have a hard time believing Los Angeles, as Ziegler points out, was that racist.
Wait a minute. You guys were trying to point out like this was some utopia for black people.
No,
really? Just because the Cosby Show was, you were like, this is the 80s. Really?
So wait, because
Cosby was on and Prince and Michael were top of the charts? There was no racism in America?
Please. No one said that, but he was a celebrity at the time, a young prodigy child, and there was at least one, Jay, there was at least one country club that welcomed him and his dad with open arms. That's documented.
First of all, celebrity minor. Okay. He was on what's a Merv Griffin show? That was it?
Okay.
When he was like 4?
All right.
So that excuses him from all racial inequality?
Any course that barred him from playing should be shamed. They should find out who it was, name names, name courses,
and
hold people
that.
Accountable. None of that has been done.
But don't poo-poo the fact that it might have happened. That's all I'm saying.
All right, let's move on to Cam. Cam.
Love him.
You knew he would get the usual people triggered by his comments. I totally got what he said.
Triggered.
I totally got what he said, which is, if you're going to come in snapping your long-nailed fingers in a Z pattern, then you better have some differentiating skills that make you appealing to a man. And cooking is one of them, and knowing when to be quiet is also another one. And by the way, that's good advice for men, too, knowing when to be quiet.
Women to shut the fuck up.
Or cooking for men. Chicks dig a dude who can cook.
I am hell in the kitchen. In fact, I tell my wonderful half, I'll cook. No, thank you. Because she's not that good at it. So I would rather cook.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Right. But, you know, as I said to you, I said, I want to go down Madden ratings for both men and women. Okay. This is something that I'm sure will anger a few very sensitive people. But let's be honest. Every person, you, me, Jay, anyone, men, women, we have a set of Madden ratings. Speed, agility, toughness, whatever the Madden ratings are, right? And it's, you know, 0 to 99, and no player is perfect. You know, they're weak in some categories, inevitably, right?
Yes.
Okay. Men, Madden ratings. Money, accountability, sobriety, hygiene, intelligence, physical looks, parenting skills, handyman abilities.
That's where I go down on mine, right there.
All right. Money, what's your Madden rating?
99 being the most, probably 70.
Okay. Accountability. You'll be where you'll say you'll be. You follow through on things.
85.
Okay. Sobriety.
99. I rarely get drunk anymore. Those days are over.
Hygiene.
99.
Intelligence.
80.
Physical looks and fitness.
80.
Parenting skills, not applicable.
Yeah, not applicable.
Handyman skills.
40.
Okay. For women, women's Madden ratings. Fidelity. Lovemaking. Volatility. That's a big one.
That's a huge one.
If your volatility rating, that's the only one where you want a low volatility, you want a low Madden rating, you know? If your volatility is 99, look out.
But wait a minute, but the passive aggressive is equally maddening.
Okay, passive aggressiveness, is that a Madden rating for women?
But no, because they may not be volatile, but they will give you the passive aggressive, which is just as bad.
That can be bad as well. Breasts, tolerance, mental toughness, parenting, cooking, and I put in-laws as a women's Madden rating. Although guys, there's guys who have in-laws who are also a pain in the ass, and guys who are mama's boys who let mother-in-law run roughshod over the bride. So it does go both ways.
I dated a girl once for 2 years, and the mental toughness, I kind of overlooked it at first, but she would cry at the drop of a hat at something. Once she went to buy a new car, Zabe.
Yeah.
And the guy did not, the salesman said something that she didn't like, and she broke down, and the dealership caved and gave it to her. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Only chicks can get this.
Well, it worked for her. It's a strategy. It's not a weakness.
But the mental toughness.
Here's what I like. What I like about, I think, you know, women with mental toughness, I think it's attractive in that, like, you know, you hear of like some mom, she's like, I went to go get my daughter's soccer jersey and they were closed and they said I couldn't get it, but we knew I had a game yesterday. And you know what? I stayed in front of the school. I called them. I knocked on the door. I made a ruckus. I stayed there for an hour and a half and I got it done. You know, that mental toughness, that toughness to stick it out, to get something done.
Don't break down at the slightest slight.
Fortitude, yes. Resolve, you know, that's an attractive quality for sure. Like, you know, I joke about one of the guys I play golf with occasionally on our annual trips. And I think I said to him once, yeah, he lacks resolve. And one of my buddies just cracked up at that particular term. He's like, you're so right about that. And I go, am I? Yeah. You know, cause you know, his round goes bad and then he goes into give up mode. That's what I mean. Like he lacks resolve. So when we're trying to figure out who do you want as a partner, how are we gonna do formats?
Terrible
you know?
Teammate.
Well, yeah, you're terrible right. Teammate. Exactly. Cause he lacks resolve, you know? So that's something that you have to assess there. I mean, everyone's got different ratings. Did you see the Timberwolves celebrating last night just because they won one game to avoid being knocked into the loser's bracket. It was crazy. Pat Beverly playing against his former team.
Most annoying player in the NBA.
Oh, yeah, no. And he leans into it, too. Leans into it and loves it.
And not that great of a player. I don't understand why he's coveted.
Pat Beverly versus Lance Stephenson. Go.
Ooh. Lance Stephenson, much more ballyhooed than Pat Beverly. Lance Stephenson was like, do you know Gary Williams kicked the tires on Lance Stephenson from the Maryland?
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Wow. Who wins that fight? Pat Beverly's much more annoying.
Okay. Both. All right. Pat Beverly, Lance Stephenson, and Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes is such a badass. So Matt Barnes kicks ass. So
he drove all the way up to Santa Barbara to slap the shit out of Derek Fisher. Banging his ex-wife.
You know how far Santa Barbara is from LA?
I've driven it before. Yes. 2.5 hours, bro. Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that to Stu for 2.5 hours. That's a tough one.
Michael Lee writes the NBA, says, I'm down with everything the Timberwolves did to celebrate clinching the 7 seed last night. Every tear, every fist pump, every hop on the scorer's table, every girlfriend embrace. May we all do something that fills us with that much glee. All that matters is what matters to you. Others pointed out, you can't tell the Timberwolves to act like they've been there before because they basically have never
been there before.
It's such a sad history. I think they made the Western Finals with Garnett 1 year.
1 year, yes, they did. That is it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Otherwise, pretty much nothing. Do you like the play-in tournament?
I actually do, but doesn't everybody still get in?
No, two teams are out.
I thought if
7, 8, 9, 10, 7, 8, 9, 10 play off to see who gets in. And the loser of 7, 8, the loser of 9, 10 is out. They're the first ones out. And then the loser of 7, 8 goes down to play the winner of 9, 10. So two are out, two are in. Got it?
So the Celtics play
the Nets.
The Nets have to play.
Yeah.
So when the Celtics get bounced by the Nets,
ooh,
people are going to be saying, yeah, I think that might happen.
Well, blame me.
Robert Williams doesn't play.
Yeah. We here in Milwaukee were not keen on landing the 2 seed. Because it likely meant the Nets in the first round, and that was something.
Oh, you just dropped a
we here in Milwaukee. Yeah, goddamn right. We all the way home. That's where I am right now in Milwaukee.
Are you all Milwaukee? You're Wisconsin.
Sports teams? Yeah. No, I'm all Wisconsin. All Wisconsin, which includes Milwaukee. I'm going to the Brewers opening day. I'll we them all the way. I've got a Yelich jersey and a hat. I've been traded, Jay.
No, I am not making fun. I just love it that you have now said screw the DMV area.
But people keep catching me saying we about the Commanders and about Snyder. And I'm like, yeah, shit, I got to break that habit. By the way, I think he'll sell the team by December. He'll be out by Christmas.
The posse is coming for him.
Yeah. And deservedly so, because he was trying to nickel dime, break a bunch of parking meters. Like in the movie Donnie Brasco. I forget whose character it was. It was sadly just busted open.
Yeah. Lefty.
Yeah. Busted open parking meters. And it reminds me of when Browns owner Jimmy Haslam was jacking the rebate at the Flying J truck stops for his truckers. Remember that whole federal investigation?
I do remember that also, yeah. Yes.
He's like, let's tell these truckers they buy a bunch of gas from us. We'll give them a 2 cent rebate on certain percentages over this many gallons, and then they did, and they just never gave them the rebate. And their thinking was, they're fucking truckers. They're too stupid. They won't notice.
And then, they did.
Yeah, of course. So it's like these trucking companies are professional companies. You know this. You're with trucking. You're with Cowan Trucking.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
They count every penny. They know what the margins are. Yeah.
It's a fucking business. There's actual smart CFOs and accountants that are scrutinizing every penny. But no, Jimmy Haslam's told his managers, yeah, fuck these truckers. Like Jordan, fuck them kids. Like the LA Rams, fuck them first round picks. I love that meme, by the way. Fuck them picks.
Can we bring up tactfully Dwayne Haskins, the findings today? Can we tactfully bring that up?
We can absolutely
not touch that third rail.
No, first of all, there's a couple things on this. First, I need your basic thoughts on a Steeler, your team, dying tragically, and the ensuing controversy with Adam Schefter. By the way, the story today was, why didn't Adam Schefter apologize sooner? Why didn't
it on his podcast?
Right. I mean, it's like you can't win. You apologize, but not quick enough. You apologize, but it was on a proprietary platform. Okay.
Wait a minute. Do you think if no one had brought it up, he would have ever realized that he did a shitbag thing?
It was douchey. It was douchey. He should have he should have written the tweet and just taken a minute and read it, think about it, and say, yeah, you know what? I'll just say, Dwayne Haskins, former first-round pick by Washington out of Ohio State, currently with the Steelers, was struck and killed. And leave it at that. Don't bring up the struggling in there.
How hard was – now, I read that and said, I don't think he writes his own tweets. But then I remembered, I heard him on a podcast, and he talked about how he doesn't have an assistant. So he really did write that.
Yeah. Well, he makes $9 million a year. Part of why so many NFL players came out to bash him is he makes more than a bunch of these dudes. He makes twice as much as A.J. Brown of the Titans. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. $9 million for that nozzle, the former beat writer for the Denver Post, who once adamantly argued Art Monk shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame because he, quote, didn't have a signature catch. Jesus. But anyway, I digress. So the reporting, at least the one report, one guy is the only one I've seen so far, claims that Haskins was in a car with a woman who's driving, who was drunk and passed out.
Not his wife,
drunk and passed out, and that the car was on the side of the road disabled when he got out and began to walk, and that's when he was struck and killed.
That's what I read today.
That's one thing, though. I want to hold my fire, hold my water to see what is more. And by the way, my opinion doesn't change. It's a horrible tragedy for him and his family and everything else. It's like, the circumstances might be like, well, that was really dumb. I wish you hadn't have done that. That's a tragic outcome. Jesus.
I was thinking this the same way when Roy Halladay died.
Oh.
He died in a horrific plane crash, but he was flying like a maniac.
Yes. Yeah, he was buzzing around like, yay, I get this toy plane that they say is super safe, and I can fly it over water, and I'll just buzz real low, even though they're like, no, don't do any of that. All that stuff you're doing, all that fun stuff there, you know, Evel Knievel, no, don't. But he did. So
you can say if it comes out that he was drunk, and we're not here to try him in moral court. So I don't care if the woman's not his wife, but I'm just saying if he was drunk and running across something, it'd be like running across 495.
Oh my God.
And I wish we could explain to people what 495 is like.
Well, just pick any major interstate in your major urban area and think about playing a game of human Frogger.
Yeah.
At anything but non-rush hour where there's gridlock. Imagine the terror of that. I'm getting just squeevy thinking about it right now.
What's the Steve Martin movie with Eddie Murphy? Bowfinger. When Eddie Murphy has to run across
the I don't remember traffic. That. I don't remember that.
Oh, okay. Well,
by the way, Roy Halladay had a perfect game, Jay. Maybe Clayton Kershaw doesn't want the curse of El Perfecto.
I believe a lot of those other people are still living.
In fact, but was Roy Halladay's perfect game in 2010 the last one? To look that one up.
I think Philip Umbers was. I think that was the last perfect game.
Okay. MLB perfect game list. And always put the wiki in the search, Jay. Little pro tip for you. Because Wikipedia has it. Just the basic clean information. And you will not have to sift through a bunch of stuff. Let's see. I'm going to scroll to the bottom. Yeah. Felix Hernandez, King Felix, August of 2012. Matt Cain of the Astros, or no, the Giants. Cain of the Giants, also in 2012. Old Philip Humber of the White Sox in 2012. And then Roy Halladay's one in 2010. So there was three perfect those in 2012 and none since. Maybe that was the spider tech talking. Who knows? All right. Let's see. Was there one more big thing I had to get to you on? I don't think so. I think we've covered most of it. So why don't we close with FTG? Shall we?
Yes, we can.
All right, let's do it then.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you got?
I sent you this story. It was San Francisco Giants first base coach Anton Richardson got in a heated discussion with San Diego Padres coach Mike Schilt.
Right.
Mike Schilt said to the dugout of the Giants, you need to control one of his pitchers. But he called him a motherfucker.
Yes.
Anton Richardson said that the way he said motherfucker had racial overtones. What the hell? By the way, Anton Richardson is black. Mike right. Schilt is white.
Right. So
what
you're saying
hell?
You're saying Anton Richardson was way too sensitive?
Full of shit.
Yeah, because, shit. Right, yeah. That's big league talk right there. Cocksucker, motherfucker, yeah. All the bad words you got. It's almost like the movie Semi-Pro. Hey, look here, you jive turkey. Whoa. Whoa, what did you call me? No, I didn't call you jive turkey. I called you a cocksucker.
Yeah, Anton, he could have used a couple other words with racial overtones.
Yeah, he said it was overly aggressive, and because he's of Bahamian descent, it had racial overtones. I don't get what that means exactly.
I don't get, nobody does. He's going to have to explain that one.
Motherfuckers and cocksuckers come in all stripes and colors, don't they, Jay?
That's right.
White.
It knows no colors.
Right, yeah. White, black, green, brown, in between, and here's the other thing. When you find a motherfucker, you know exactly who it is. You're never in doubt, right? So there you go. To your guy,
Anton Richardson.
You say,
fuck that guy.
I almost thought about something extremely blasphemous about including the big fella, God himself, as my FTG. Why? Because he has taken from us Gilbert Gottfried, Bob Saget, and Norm MacDonald, three of the funniest motherfuckers, and I mean that with affection, in the last 6 months. Why, God, why would you do this to us? But, Jay, I cannot actually name the big fella as my FTG, right?
Yeah, because you're tempting fate.
Yeah, bad karma. Love you, big fella. Thy will be done.
Bad juju.
Thy will be done. Yes. My FTG goes to one Taylor Humphrey, 33, of New York City. What did she ever do? Well, she started a service that will help parents name their baby for them and only charges the low, low price of $10,000. Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck her. And I'm jealous.
Like to say,
I'm jealous I didn't think of it myself.
Race check aisle 3.
Oh, super white. As white as it comes.
Okay. Okay,
yeah. All right. All right, Jay. Good run as always today. Thank you. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye now.
All right, that's a wrap for me. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a great opening day. I know I will, at Miller Park here in Milwaukee as the crew opens up against the Cardinals. We'll see you tomorrow. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no, 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 no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever. No, 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 no. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money. But if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine. You can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.